Okay, well, it is, it's about 9:30 on the 30th of June, 2022. I'm talking on the phone with Troy. Hi, Troy.
Hello.
And you may be showing up at a Huff meeting today, and you're off to a job too, but you called because you had some thoughts.
Yeah. About being homeless in Santa Cruz.
Tell me.
Well, lately, Mr. North, I've been experiencing a lot of kind of like bias or prejudice against me just profiling, like by public. And, I mean, there's a lot of good people here, but there's a lot of bad people and haters. And I just, the other day, I was going to one of the hotels and getting some ice, and one of the camp members had paid this hotel like $5 and so we could have ice. He told me it was he paid $5 for a week so we could go there a couple times a week and get ice. And well, when I went there, the guy told me I had to pay myself. I told him I didn't have the money, so he told me give me the ice. And when I told him no, because it was in my bag, dude actually like swung at me and almost hit me in the face. And
wow.
I got pretty angry, and there was I kind of like tried to hit him with the ice bag, and he grabbed it and threw it on the ground, and I left, and I was pretty mad. Another thing, Starbucks, I've been going over there with this cup I bought. Now, everywhere in America you go with the Starbucks cup that you buy, the permanent cups or whatever,
right,
it's refilled for 50 cents. Well, here on Ocean Street, the manager says, only same day, same visit, same cup. So he won't, I mean, I don't have $3.20 for the cup of coffee. And all his other employees were really nice, but he will not let me have coffee for a retail price unless it's the same day, same visit, same cup.
What's this guy's, do you have this guy's name by any chance?
No, I don't.
What does he look like?
Just a manager at the Ocean Street.
Black, white, Hispanic, man, woman.
I think he's white.
Uh-huh.
About
your height, a little taller, a little shorter.
Shorter, little greasy, oily hair. Green cut looking, and I think he's kind of effeminate, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. and so he is requiring you to pay a full cup of coffee unless you're sitting there refilling a cup having paid full price, or what's the story? Remind me, clarify that again for me, could you?
Well, I guess the policy is if you buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks and you stay there and do your work or chill and relax with friends, you won't go up and get another cup of coffee for 40 cents.
Right.
Well, I go there and I have a cup that I bought that I ask them to refill for me, even if I haven't been there yet that day. And they use all the, everybody everywhere in America I've ever went to always does it if you have a Starbucks cup, either a paper one or one you bought. Well, the paper ones, I know that the policy is that you can same day, same visit for the paper cups. But the ones that are that you buy that are a permanent cup, they're supposed to be any time, any visit, they're supposed to be a retail for 40 cents. But then again, I could be wrong about that too. But I just feel like I'm being profiled, and they just, they hate us. And it's like, we're Americans, we're children of America, and people, my dad, my uncle both served in, you know, the Army, and my uncle in Vietnam, and my grandpa, our families sweated blood and sacrificed for this nation and paid taxes, and it's like we're treated like scum, and it's like, I don't know, I think it's America, we're America's children, they should take care of us. I mean, whether we're mentally ill, addicted to drugs, or just poor and homeless on the streets, I mean, they shouldn't be so hateful towards us, because not all of us are scumbags, and a lot of us do care about our life and the lives of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are getting hurt, and even dying because of this callousness towards poverty.
Now, are you still living in the Benchlands?
Yes.
How is it?
Well, it's tedious because I guess when we're starting, I'm starting to make some progress in getting people not that we don't want to steal from each other because we're always losing our phones or breaking stuff. Or people take it, and we're working on getting a kind of a community mind of not stealing from one another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going, but there's progress is being made. But, you know, the best thing would be if we weren't stealing from the community either. If the community was helping us and giving us what we need to live and survive and thrive and not be, hateful to each other. Like I said, we're America's children, and we need help, you know. It's not the...
So this hotel that... It was the Paradox you're talking about?
What's that?
Which hotel did the ice thing?
Oh, Sure Stay.
And where is that?
It's on Water Street, by the... it used to be a Ramada.
Huh.
It's by the tire place. Goodyear Tires or Union Tire or something.
I should know it. Doesn't immediately ring a bell. Are you still able to go to those places, or have you avoided them as a consequence of these incidents?
I'm not going to be going to either one of those places again. I mean, and it's really hard for me not to try to be like angry or vengeful about it. You know what I mean?
Dig it.
I understand how some of these people who don't have much of a conscience, they get to a point where they don't care no more either. I mean, they just act a fool, and they don't help anybody else or help themselves.
But are more people coming into the Benchlands, or is it staying steady?
Well, more people are coming here. Poverty, people who are poor increase every day. The gap widens. I don't know if they just closed the armory or not. I thought they were going to. I heard we get an extension.
They did. They closed the armory, but it opens up in another month under city management rather than county management, is what they say in the papers, anyway.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, we get more new faces every day, and some of the blank spots are getting taken up, but this is a pretty good camp here, I guess. According to some people that have traveled around, like San Francisco or different parts of California or even America in the homeless camps, a lot of places have a hierarchy of like the drug dealers are like kingpins, and they have groups of guys that go around and make people give them money or, you know, the protection fees, like the mob. And then if they don't do it or they shoot someone over, they send, you know, gangs after them. So they said we're pretty smooth here because there's a lot more love among the homeless here in Santa Cruz than there is other places. But I don't know. You know, I lost somebody here, so I'm kind of...
You're talking about a drug death?
Like, what's that?
Is that a drug death you're talking about, or...?
Supposedly, but she didn't use the drug they say she died of. She never, ever put a needle in her arm, and she never, ever used to...
It was a health problem of some kind?
What's that?
A health problem or some other unnatural death?
She said it was an overdose of heroin, but it wasn't. I mean, I don't know. It took them 6 months to tell me that she died of an overdose of heroin, but as far as I know and everybody else that knew her, she never did it.
Name of the person, if you wish to say?
Loretta Marks.
Loretta Marks?
Yeah, she died of...
Never heard of her, but a lot of people. So, what's the percentage of women in the Benchlands, would you estimate, Troy?
Percentage of women here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say 45%.
Wow. And
40%.
And if you are, what's the situation for food in the Benchlands? Is Mama Shannon still doing her cupboard? Is Keith still giving food? Food Not Bombs? What's going on with that?
She has her food pantry set up there, and then a lot of people come there to grab food. Even for me, myself, I know I've spent many hungry days just because my food's chance ran out, and I was helping other people because that's all I got. I have to be that way. I can't let other people go hungry, and, you know, I don't know what they do with their stamps, if they sell them or whatever, but kind of, I don't know, I just, there's not really a lot of outlets anymore after COVID for, like, to eat and food stuff. I mean, there's a, up on Laurel Street in, I don't know the name of it, but there's this little house that's got a food pantry right outside, and it's this free food, and they got a refrigerator, it's all dilapidated, and the other night I went by there, and I got a bunch of nice free food and so I could eat.
Is that a regular thing, or is that just a one-time thing?
It's a regular thing, I guess, but I just found it, and I've been here 4 years, and I didn't know about this little house with their little food pantry thing. It's kind of cool.
Is this what, this, you're not talking about Morris Street and St. Francis Soup Kitchen. That's not what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the top of the hill from Laurel. When you get to the top of the hill, go right to the high school and left to Bay Street. It's like right around the corner, half a block down on the right side.
Huh. I don't know it. If you come to the meeting today, you know, you can tell folks about it and maybe describe it again, because it's, they might be interested. There aren't that many folks who are homeless at this meeting, but there's some, usually, depends. And it's, you know, it's good information, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know that they have a lot of stuff there, but they had enough for me for that night, so a couple items that were very helpful. I was very grateful to have that.
Right on. Are more people returning?
Well, not survival of the stuff we find in garbage cans or on the curb. Like, we call them ground scores.
Right.
So we go around looking and we find that stuff, and then we'll either try to sell it for a couple bucks so we can have some cigarettes, or people that sell it for, you know, drugs. I mean, crystal meth is pretty bad here.
What's your estimate, Troy, of the number of people, the percentage of people who are regular users of hard drugs in the camp?
50%.
Yeah, what percentage? 50%, 20%, 80%? What do you think?
I'd say 50%. Okay. Well, honestly, in the scope of things, I consider crystal is not that hard of a drug. Mm-hmm. Depends on how hard you use it.
Right.
Fentanyl and heroin, those are hard, and I think crack and cocaine are pretty hard, but they're not here a lot. There's not a lot of that here. I'm telling you honestly, I think a lot of people who end up on the streets and poor, a lot of them don't even use drugs when they get to that point, you know. And then when they get out here, it's like things just go south, and everybody around them is doing that kind of thing, so then they become known with the herd, you know what I mean? It's just like, everybody else is doing this, we're going to do it because, you know, we ain't got no other hope or no other opportunities, or, you know, sometimes we just get high when we can and die when we do. It's kind of, you know, a lot of attitude.
I got you. Is there any, some people claim that there's a large influx of drug dealers who are actually, they don't, you know, they aren't homeless, but they sort of hang out in the camp in order to, you know, make profit or supply needs, if you want to look at it from that perspective. What's your sense about that? Are people coming into the camp who aren't homeless, who set up shop there for a while? Is there much of that?
There's people that do that, that have like they have their own houses and stuff. I don't think there's a lot of that, maybe a little bit, but some people have two spots just in case all their stuff gets stolen at one spot, they got a backup. People from like the community come here to buy drugs, and then you got the people from the community that are from the Take Back Santa Cruz that take our pictures and they watch us.
Is that still happening much, or is that, have you seen that happen in the last week or two?
I think it's very amped up, Robert, because they think that the powers that be just hate us, and they want us gone. We're like a sore spot. They want a pretty little utopia where no problems, and, you know, brush it under the rugs. Mm-hmm. Everything's pretty, and it's sad because, you know, it's not pretty, and it's something that we could do something about very easily.
There was a concert last Saturday at the Duck Pond. Did you get to it, or did you know anybody who did?
Yeah. Some people liked it, some people thought it was dumb.
I mean, there was a cleanup and a concert. What was your take on that?
It was a good activity, but I think it was more of a distraction. Like, let's keep the people occupied here at the event land so they don't come down to the beach or to the Pacific Street and make us look bad.
Did you have much input from the community that were not in the Benchlands? Were there many people who came from outside?
Maybe 10 or 20.
And how many people from the Benchlands attended the Saturday thing?
Maybe about 20 or 30.
And, So your sense was it was so-so, helpful, not helpful? What do you think?
It's nice. I mean, it's that. Anyways, why did they do it just because of us?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the San Lorenzo neighborhood group. But I wouldn't know because I didn't go to it. You did. Did you spend much time there, or did you go to it?
Well, I didn't go to it. I live here, so I went by a few times and saw people enjoying themselves.
I see.
People enjoyed it.
I heard that Jeremy Leonard is running around inviting people or telling people that he's got places for them up at the golf lands or the lookout or whatever the heck it's called up, you know, the armory area. But I think it's still tents outside. Have you seen much of that?
Yes, he's been trying to recruit people all the time. And a lot of the people that are here don't want to have the restriction of not being able to leave unless they jump in the van and get a ride. And especially the time schedules, like the last one is at 7:30 at night, and some people like, I mean, we're all adults, people like to stay out later than that, especially with our the lifestyle that we've accrued being out here in the dirt and the muck. And it is really dirty, it's so sad that we have to live in such filth.
I've seen a rat problem. Is that increasing?
Yes, they're definitely breeding. Yeah, it's par for the course. I mean, we're people, and so we have, you know, we steal food. We make, we don't, not politically organized around here to have everything. And it's dirty. It's hard to keep clean.
Right on. Shower situation is what, once a week or something? What's the deal with that?
On Fridays they have shower trailers that comes here, but they also have one that's at the storage center down at the end of Levy. Then every day is at Housing Matters, but the first time I went to Housing Matters when they had the black mold, and they gave away my backpack with my birth certificate, ID, all that stuff. The first day they had the showers there, HPA, like 2 years ago, I gave all my stuff away.
Did you ever go back?
Yeah, I've gone back and taken showers there since then.
Has it improved?
Yeah.
Good.
It's like the only place where we can get like a hot shower, and sometimes the water ain't even hot there.
And they let you have? Did they let you eat there, or is it still banned unless you're in the program?
Yeah, you still have to be in the program. Unless you get there at a certain time and you're talking to one of the people there and say, can I eat some lunch or whatever, then they might let you. But otherwise, no, you can't just come there and eat. You can still get a bag of lunch from St. Francis Soup Kitchen at 12 o'clock, and you still go to Food Not Bombs downtown or the Salvation Army. But other than that, it's really, unless you got food stamps or something, find a grounds court or a food donation or something. There'll be people that come up here and serve us.
How about the senior meal?
I haven't went to it.
I got you. I understand that One of the things they've said at City Council, when they weren't just jabbering away, well, they were jabbering away all the time, but was that they're trying to stop people from returning to the benchlands after they've left. Have you seen any of that? Yeah, the 1220 River Street?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, but the authorities, like the Parks and Rec Rangers or the cops, are not stopping people from returning to the benchlands, right?
I have a couple of friends, and he works. He's got a job up in Boulder Creek or something, the contractor. But the sheriff's up there, every time they see him and his girlfriend and their dog with their belongings, they pull them over and put them in jail.
Wow. When was the last time that happened?
Oh, last weekend, and it's cost him over like $1,600 to get his girlfriend out of jail, get his dog out of the pound.
What's the charge?
To bail himself out. Oh, he got thrown in for a probation violation because he was with his girlfriend.
Well, you know, that's criminal behavior, for heaven's sake.
He was in jail for like 9 months that he got the probation or whatever, and then when he got out, there was like the human services or HVH helped her put a restraining order, but they're back together because, you know what I mean? And so now they're trying to get the restraining order lifted, but they won't take it off. It's like he's paid $600 to $300 once. They didn't get the paperwork through something, so they had to pay it again, and it still didn't go through. They're trying to fix it, but it's like...
Troy, ask him to give me a call if he wants to talk about it so we can put out the story more broadly.
When I called you about last time when I was talking to you and told you about their belongings and went to jail.
Yeah, but I mean, did he talk about it directly? I don't remember.
No, he never called you back. He gave me Steve Pleitz's phone number, and they never called him either.
That's all right. Well, if it happens, it'll be good. If it doesn't, I guess. Again, let me ask you one more time: if you saw any of this, the threat that the city manager has said that he's not going to let people come back to the benchlands once they've gone, let's say, up to 1220, or once they've gone to the lookout or whatever it is, the armory area. And then they decide they don't like it and they leave. They want to go back to the benchlands. And also they won't allow new people to come into the benchlands. But are you telling me that they're not stopping people anyway? People are coming into the benchlands, even people who've left.
Yeah, because people get out of jail every day. People could travel and come back to Santa Cruz from wherever they went. And so, no, they're not. I don't know. I didn't, like, take him up on his offer and go up there and come back. But... it's like, I know that that's just one way to put in their rules on people that don't have any reason to follow rules. You know what I mean? Mm. Like the fire department coming down here when we have a fire and we're cold, and I got 8 firemen coming down to me, and this fire is illegal, and my food cooker, my grill, and then they squirted it, they put it out with their hose, and I 8 firemen. I was like, really, okay.
When was this?
You know, I can't even cook my chili in the can. That's because, I can't afford propane, so I use wood or whatever, and they come down and put my fire out.
Have there been any bad fires that have hit the tents recently?
I think there was one within the last week. There was an accident down on the other end.
Mm-hmm. And how is that dealt with? With the fire department, or did the people put it out themselves?
I think they got it taken care of before any authorities were notified.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
Well, is there more stuff you want to tell me, or should we leave it at this? Because I got to get ready for this Huff meeting, and you've given me quite a bunch.
Well, you know that I just think it's ridiculous. I think some of the funds that they used to take care of us to get from Uncle Sam, I think they're using them to buy an electric car so that the security guard at the courthouse can have something to ride around in. I told him this morning he's going to get fat. And then yesterday I saw tan shirts walking around downtown or toward the park, and then they got the cops on four-wheelers and cops on bicycles. It's like they're just looking for excuses to either lock us up or make us obey. You know what I mean? And we don't got no money. We don't got no income. We're just trying to survive. And they're worried about, you know, other freaking laws. And I don't know. It kind of sucks because, I mean, if we were given what we need, we'd be more apt to follow the laws. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm a good guy. I think I'm a good person. And I don't get what I need. I mean, like, it sucks. It really sucks.
And it's wrong. That's the point. Well, listen, I'm gonna roll on you, but I'll give you the last word. Give me more if you want to.
I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, call me again if you want. And again, if you want to show at the meeting, that would be great.
All right. Nice talking to you, Robert.
You too, man. Bye bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.